Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The year in the House got underway at 2 with congratulations for the Queen on the 60th anniversary on Monday of her taking the throne. A round of speeches from party leaders was led off by the Prime Minister, John Key.
Mr Speaker, I move that this House congratulate Her Majesty the Queen on the occasion of the Diamond Jubilee of Her Majesty's accession to the throne.
Mr Key then featured large in the first question time in this Parliament, with the opposition keen to probe reports of tension between his National Party and the Maori Party over the effect on the treaty relationship of partial asset sales. Questions included this one from the new opposition leader, David Shearer.
Does he take seriously the question of whether the Maori Party will continue to be bound to his government for confidence and supply? And if so, is he confident that they will?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, I'm confident they will.
Mr Key said the government was heading into a fortnight's consultation period.
I'm very confident we'll come out with an elegant solution at the end of it.
The Prime Minister then faced a question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
In the negotiations for the formation of the government, did the Maori Party raise that issue in those discussions, yes or no?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no.
Back to David Shearer.
Does he stand by a statement of this morning that, quote, they're bound with us for confidence and supply, which is effectively the budget, and the mixed ownership stuff doesn't flow through the budget?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, I do, in so much that they're not bound by the mixed ownership model legislation, which will fall outside of the budget.
Then a more hypothetical approach from Mr Peters.
If the Maori Party campaigned against asset sales, and if the United Party was committed to ensuring that water was regarded as a strategic asset, then where does he get his majority from to make the assertions he's making around the country of having public support?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, as part of the confidence of supply agreements put together between National, ACT and United, we secured support for the mixed ownership legislation. That's 61. That's a majority.
Mr Key handed over to his Minister for State-Owned Enterprises, Tony Ryle, to reassure Greens co-leader Russell Norman that New Zealand share buyers would be given preference.
How will he ensure that New Zealanders are at the front of the queue when New Zealand's trade and investment agreements state that New Zealand investors cannot be given preference over foreign investors?
The Honourable Tony Ryle.
Mr Speaker, the government's quite clear that those agreements do not override the government's ability with respect to the allocation policy to make those decisions.
Mr Ryle told Labour's Clayton Cosgrove that there would be nothing to stop New Zealanders selling their shares to foreigners.
Mr Speaker, the government's not proposing that would take any action that would stop ordinary people having a right of who they sell their shares. The problem is that party opposite doesn't think working people are good enough to own shares, and on this side of the House we think they are.
And there were more questions on another aspect of foreign ownership, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Labour's finance spokesman, David Parker, used question time to probe the Prime Minister on foreign land sales.
Does he have confidence in the decisions of all of his ministers who were involved in the process for the sale of the Crayfa Farms?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, I'm confident that the two ministers involved, the Minister of Land Information and the Associate Minister of Finance, exercised their duties fairly and impartially under the Overseas Investment Act 2005.
But Mr Parker sought clarification over the Prime Minister's previous comments.
Did the Prime Minister say in 2010 that his government's changes to overseas ownership regulations, and I quote, increased ministerial flexibility to consider a wider range of issues when assessing overseas investment in sensitive land? And if so, why didn't ministers exercise that flexibility and decline the overseas sale of the Crayfa Farms?
However, the Prime Minister sought to turn the table on Mr Parker.
The truth of it is the Act did need tightening up and the number of regulations expanding, because when David Parker was the Minister of Lands, between 2006 and 2008, he actually approved the sale of 410,000 hectares of farmland. That's four times the total amount of land approved for sale under the last
Order.
3 years of the National
Order.
Government
Order.
And 51 Crayfa Farms.
Prime Minister John Key.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Question time was followed by a resumption of the address and reply debate. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.